Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going through the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the Covenant of Life. And the Covenant of Life is the covenant God made with Adam, and he required Adam to obey God perfectly. He promised Adam the reward of life if he obeyed God perfectly, and he promised or threatened the punishment of death if he disobeyed God. And the last question we looked at last time was, did Adam keep the covenant of life? And this is sad news. This is bad news. The answer is no. He sinned against God. So now we look at what that actually means. If Adam didn't keep it, what that means. And this is known as the fall. We call it the fall because it's not just like any other fall. It's just not a small trip. It's not this small thing. It has big effects on you and me, on Adam, on all humans. But first we need to answer the question, what is sin? And sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. And you might be sitting there again asking the question, what are these big words you're using? Lack of conformity and transgression. And there are the next two questions. What is meant by lack of conformity? Not being or doing what God requires. Not being or doing what God requires. And then what is meant by transgression? Doing what God forbids. So sin is not just doing what God tells us not to do. Sin is also not doing what God tells us to do. And that can be a little bit confusing, but it makes sense. If God tells us to do something and we don't do it, that is sin. If God tells us not to do something and we do it, that is sin. And the central part of this is the law of God. Sin is disobedience. Sin is lawlessness. Not doing what God requires or doing what God forbids. And that's what sin is. And sin is very, very important that Adam didn't obey God perfectly. And you and I sin. The wages of sin is death. That's the promise of the covenant of life. That's the what God threatens in the covenant of life, to punish Adam with death if he disobeyed God. And that's what sin is. The wages of sin is death. So what is sin? Sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Either not doing or being what God requires or doing what God forbids. So we see this throughout the Bible. We see sometimes that there's commandments like honor your parents. That's something we should be and do. We should honor our mother and father. But then there's also things that we're not meant to do. We're not meant to murder. We're not meant to lie. We're not meant to steal. And that's what sin is, doing either one of those things, the opposite of what God tells us to do.